Have you heard of Bloom Stories? They offer intimate audio stories, guides, and audiobooks, and they have everything you could want for every mood. Bloom has over 1,000 steamy stories and audiobooks, with new stuff released every Friday. Creating an account is free at bloomstories.com. Listen to some of the free episodes, and if you want to upgrade to premium to unlock all stories, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This story is a special one, brought to you by my site sponsor, SophiaSins.com. They create gloriously sexy audio erotica, which tells the story from both sides. This story is a hot wax play and kink scene told from the perspective of Mike. Note that the following features kink and brief use of the term daddy as an honorific.
Mike sat at the dinner table, wondering what was up with his girlfriend Danielle. She seemed a little distracted, like she had something important on her mind. He didn't think he'd done something to upset her, but he wasn't sure. He was just starting to eat his chicken when Daniela said, "I have something new for us to try out tonight." That opened his mind up to a world of possibilities. What was she talking about? He had been dating Daniela for about 6 months, and he knew he wanted to be with her forever. It didn't bother him too much that their sex life was pretty vanilla. However, sometimes he wished they would be more adventurous, but he hadn't been brave enough to say anything. "Really?" he asked. His chicken stuck in his throat and he coughed. Daniela smiled. "I've been wanting to tell you for a while, but I'm scared you won't like it." Mike knew that was foolish. He was willing to try basically anything with her. At least once. He reached across the table to grab her hands. "I promise you, I'm willing to try whatever you want." Daniela squeezed his hand and got up from the table, grabbing a small box. She handed it to him, then sat down. The box said, "Wax Play Candles." The front had clear wrap, so he could see that there were 6 candles in the box, all in different colors. He didn't think he was a prude, but he wasn't sure what they were for. "This isn't some creepy ritual, is it?" he joked. "No," she said. "Have you ever heard of wax play?" Her voice was quiet. She seemed a little embarrassed. He shook his head. "I think I can figure it out. Do you want me to melt the wax on you, or do you want to melt it on me?" He could feel his breath speed up. He'd never been super into BDSM, only watched a few porn videos, but the thought of drizzling the hot wax on Daniela was super fucking hot. Daniela took a deep breath as Mike waited in anticipation. "I want to feel it on my skin," she said, her voice filled with sex. He was surprised at her desire, but he was ready to fulfill it. "Then who am I to deprive you?" he asked. He wanted to take charge. He wanted to try this out right now. Mike walked around the table and kissed his girlfriend urgently, passionately. This was nothing like a normal Thursday night in their apartment. Usually they'd be watching some Food Network or some boring movie, relaxing after a long day at work. Not today. He pushed her up against the wall, holding her wrists tight against it. She made a small sound, showing how much she liked it, and he put his hands on her breasts, then on her ass, then on her waist. Then she did something that really surprised him. She jumped up to wrap her legs around him. He sprung into action, supporting her thighs and walking toward the bedroom. He could feel the lust running through him. He threw her onto the bed, hard and dominant. He could barely contain his excitement, and it seemed like she was just as excited, her eyes full of need. He got on top of her, immediately starting to unbutton her blouse. He made quick work of it before removing her bra. Her breasts bounced to attention, her nipples rock hard at his touch. He just wanted to be inside her, but he knew there was more to tonight than that. He pulled away for a second, having an evil idea. "Do you trust me?" he asked. She nodded in a way that made it seem like she could barely speak out of anticipation. He wanted to give her what she so desired. "Then close your eyes and give me a second," he said, getting up from the bed. She pouted, but it only gave him more power. This would all be worth it for her. He quickly walked into the kitchen to retrieve the candles and a lighter. They were heavy in his hands in the best way. However, he knew he could add another element to their experience if Daniela was as willing as she seemed to be. He snuck back into the bedroom, opening the top dresser drawer. He hit the jackpot. The pair of handcuffs were still there. He walked back over to the bed and harshly grabbed her wrists. She didn't open her eyes. He drew her wrists over her head, then fastened the first opening of the handcuffs. They'd had the handcuffs for a while, a joke gift from a friend, but it never seemed like the right time to use them. Now it was. Mike clicked the other handcuff shut. "Stay still," he said, and she nodded. It was hot to see her spread open like this for him, completely at his mercy. He quickly unbuttoned his shirt, his cock semi-hard in his pants. He wanted to dominate her, and he was excited to see where she would let him take her. "Okay, you can open your eyes," he said, and she obeyed, her pupils blown from arousal. "I want to see all of you," he said. He reached down to slowly unbutton her jeans, taking his time, lightly torturing her. He let the zipper go down painfully slowly. "Hurry," she pleaded, "please." He sped up a little, but he still wanted her anticipation to grow. Mike looked down and took off her underwear again, taking his sweet time. As he took them in his hand, he held them to his nose for a moment, breathing in her amazing scent. He was so ready. He grabbed the box of candles from the nightstand and decided on the red one. It would look so dramatic on her skin. "Do you want this red wax all over your tits?" he asked seductively. "Yes," she said. "Yes." She was so willing. He wanted to satisfy her desires. He picked up the lighter and clicked it on. He held the flame there and moved it closer to her skin until she could feel its warmth. She moaned deeply, coming from deep in her throat. "You really do fucking want it," he said, a little surprised by how excited she was. He wondered if this was a sign that the relationship was transforming right before his very eyes. She cleared her throat, took a second to speak. "Sorry I'm such a whore, Daddy," she said, in a tone he'd never heard before. She sounded like she was in a porn film that would just star the two of them. He felt the hot desire in his stomach. "Fuck, you're making me hard, Daniela," he said, biting his lip. "Then burn me," she said, looking him straight in the eyes, like it was a challenge. "Punish me." He couldn't wait any longer. He lit the candle, watching the flame dance. "Let me know if this hurts too much, okay?" he said. He had to break character for 1 second, make sure that she knew that she could stop at any time. He didn't want to hurt her. "Okay," she choked out. The candle needed to burn for a few moments so the wax could pool. They both watched it burn, and the energy in the room was filled with anticipation. Finally, he turned the candle at an angle and let the wax drip down between her breasts. The second the wax hit her skin, she screamed. It scared him. Was she hurt? She took a few deep breaths. "Is that all you've got?" she asked, and he was filled with relief and excitement. "Did I tell you that you could talk?" he asked. He only took a second before he drizzled more wax on her collarbone. The wax looked beautiful hitting her skin, liquid at first, flowing downwards. But then it started to cool and set, and she was left with an amazing pattern on her chest. She strained against her handcuffs, crying out again, but this time it sounded like elation, like pleasure. "You like that?" he asked, and all she said was, "More." He was so horny he could barely see straight. He blew out the red candle and reached for the black one. Once it was ready, he poured the wax directly on her nipples. He watched her spasm as the wax burned against one of the most delicate parts of her body. He wanted her so much. "Fuck me while you burn me," she said, and it was like she could read his mind. "I want you to come from the pain," he said, realizing it was true. He set the candle on the small stand that came with it, then slowly took off his shirt the rest of the way. His cock was straining against his jeans. He unbuttoned and unzipped them quickly, his body fully nude for her. Daniela spread her legs on the bed, so ready, so willing. He pulled her legs up even further, and she looked so beautiful like that, ready to be defiled. He didn't need her to plead again. He took no time lining himself up and putting his cock inside her. She bit her lip and began to move with him as much as she could manage. He ravaged her pussy, and she seemed to be reveling in every moment. "I didn't know you were such a slut," he said, pounding into her. "I would have fucked you like this a long time ago." "I'm sorry," she stuttered. He could tell she was in too much pleasure to really string a sentence together, and it made him fuck her even harder. He reached down to make circles on her clit with his thumb, and she cried out. It seemed like she was close to coming, but he knew he wasn't ready for the show to end just yet. "Not yet," he said, removing his hand. "You deserve some pain with your pleasure." He didn't know where all of this was coming from, but he definitely enjoyed it, and he could tell that Daniela absolutely did too. Mike picked up the candle again. There was so much wax pooling that it was dripping down the sides. He brought the candle down beyond her breasts, beyond her stomach, beyond her thighs. He could see Daniela's eyes grow wide in anticipation. He poured the wax right above her pussy, an extremely delicate spot. Immediately after the wax hit her skin, he could feel her coming. Her walls contracted deliciously around his cock, and she screamed, absolutely brought over the edge in ecstasy. He wanted to coax her through. He started to thrust into her again, feeling the wax against his skin as their bodies united. He was almost there too. Hearing her feel so good was almost too much. "Come inside me, Daddy," she cried out, and started thrusting against him too, as well as she could with the handcuffs still attached. That was all it took. He leaned his head back and groaned as he started to fill her with his cum. They both writhed on the bed, holding themselves as close to each other as possible. He still couldn't believe this. It was probably the most powerful orgasm he'd ever had. Mike laid down next to her, his heart still racing. "Holy shit, that was amazing," he whispered, his cock still inside her. "Does it still hurt?" She looked at him intensely, and he knew that this wouldn't be the last time they tried this. "In the best possible way," she told him.
If you liked this, you can find more fabulous sexy stories told from both perspectives at sophiasins.com. Get access to a huge bank of erotic audio with brand new stories added every week.